Missouri Net News is presented by Drury University's College of Continuing Professional Studies, offering an accredited Bachelor of Business Administration online. Visit drury.edu/ccps.
Good morning, I'm Jason Taylor. Marys County deputies in South Central Missouri arrested a woman after a Christmas morning chase. Savannah Kubish didn't stop when law enforcement personnel tried to pull her over. She eventually got out of the car and ran into some woods before being taken into custody. Kubish was wanted on several charges in Osage County. St. Louis retired firefighter Marnell Griffin, who suffers from colon cancer, was presented with a golden axe over the weekend. Griffin served 22 years with the St. Louis Fire Department. A recent study by the Center for Disease Control shows firefighters have an increased risk of developing certain types of cancer. Bills continue to be pre-filed by state legislators before the session begins in less than 2 weeks. Elisa Nelson reports.
Nearly 600 proposals have been filed by members of the Missouri legislature for next session, including one that would require firearms owners to report lost or stolen weapons to local law enforcement within 72 hours of making the discovery. Another bill would require that all school bathrooms, locker rooms, and shower rooms be designated for use by male or female students only. Those with sex changes would have separate accommodations. Proposed restrictions would prohibit those receiving welfare assistance from purchasing pornography with an electronic benefit transfer card. Elisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
An animal control officer has been named Officer of the Year with the Monette Police Department in Southwest Missouri. Glenn Pallade was selected by supervisors for exemplary service for the police department, community, and animals. And about 100 volunteers helped the Salvation Army in Joplin serve Christmas dinner yesterday. About 350 meals were served between deliveries and people dining in at the nonprofit's Joplin office. A Kansas City 16-year-old has been charged in a carjacking and shooting outside a Burlington coat factory in Independence near Kansas City. This happening last week, the 16-year-old has been charged with several crimes. A new multi-year MU study shows alcohol interferes with the body's ability to regulate sleep. Brian Howsworth reports.
Researchers from the MU School of Medicine in Columbia have found that drinking alcohol to fall asleep interferes with the body's sleep regulating mechanism. Dr. Mahesh Thacker says the results show that alcohol should not be used as a sleep aid.
If you take alcohol, right, for the first day, the second day, the third day, the fourth day, you'll have to take more alcohol to get the same amount of sleep. So you're going to get tolerance.
Thacker says about 20% of American adults drink alcohol to help fall asleep. Brian Howsworth, Missouri Net.
Police say three suspects stole Christmas gifts when they broke into a Fairview Heights home near St. Louis Saturday night. During the incident, the victim got away and called police. Jason Taylor, Missouri Net.